in Siman Tov Tov Zion. Which means, according to the calendar, I think we're actually on schedule. Okay, Aleph Kishur Shkodesh Shnei Yomim. When Rosh Chodesh is 2 days, so the correct language we use when we write a shtar, Kaysim B'shtar, as the Shulchan Aruch says, the correct language you write in the shtar when you write the dates, B'yom Rishon, for example, be let's say on Sunday, B'yom Rishon, B'yom Rosh Chodesh, Shehu Yom Shloishim L'Chodesh Sha'obar, I don't even say the name of the month. So that's the language that you use. You write on Rosh Chodesh, which is day 30 of the previous month. You start counting the new month, day one from the second day of the month. You write, and that day you write Be'echel L'Chodesh. Hagol Kishem Abrim Hashanu. Kishem Adarishan Adar Stam. Vesheni Adar Hasheni. So we call the first month, we refer to it as Adar. The second one we refer to as Adar Hasheni. That's the Ramah. That seems to be over here. This is the language that you use in the shtar when you write the documents that you write. It is Rosh Chodesh, which is day 30 of the previous month. The Bach says they order exactly the opposite, which is what we do actually. You write B'yom Shloishim L'Chodesh Pliny, Shum Yom Rosh Chodesh Pliny. So we write day 30 of the month of Tishrei, which is Rosh Chodesh Mar Cheshvan. That's how we write it. Chen Ma'ashim Prima Gadam, that's the language of the Prima Gadam, and actually the Shulchan Aruch in Hilchos Gittin writes it that way that the Bach says it. It was interesting why the Shulchan Aruch over here flipped it around. And that's how we do it. That's how we do it in a Get. That's how we do it in a Ksuba. We write first the fact that it's day 30 of the previous month, which is Rosh Chodesh of the coming month. We start counting the numbers of the days of the new month from the second day of Rosh Chodesh. The Iker day of Rosh Chodesh really is the second day. And Yom Shloishim is really just completion of the previous month, but the first day of the new month is the second day of Rosh Chodesh. Now we, Baruch Hashem, have calendars, so that's obvious to us. But in the world of when they didn't have calendars running around like that, so the Shulchan Aruch had to point that out, right?
But if it says Yom Shloshim, why do you have to say Rosh Chodesh? That's unambiguous. You just say Yom Shloshim.
Right, Yom Shloshim. But it's also referred to. Some people refer to it as, we don't want to give a person. You want to write the shtar as best as you can. So since the Maaseh is the Rosh Chodesh of, let's say, Cheshvan in the situation, so somebody will refer to that the document was took place on Cheshvan. We don't want it to indicate that it was taken took place in a day which sounds like otherwise. Even though, yeah, if you sit and think about it,
the 30th, there's only one 30th of Cheshvan. There's no other. It can't be a mistake.
I understand. But it's not a clear. We write it as clear as possible. And the clearest way to say it is it's day 30 of Chodesh Tishrei, which is the first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan. Okay, now the Ramah says when you're writing the other, you write other Rishon is other Stam, and other Sheni we call other Sheni. Other Stam's at the Mishnah Berurah Gimel. But what did Kishon Mavarach and Machodesh Beis Hakneses? So on the first when Mavarach and Chodesh other we call it other, and when Mavarach and Chodesh other Sheni we call it other Sheni. But Maskanos Acharonim, the Hanochim Lafarsh Rishneim, but the Acharonim say that it's proper by when you're writing a shtar to write both of them with the month, Adar Rishon Yichtov Adar Rishon, Ubesheni you write Adar Sheni, so that's a preferred way of writing it. But obviously if the person writes Adar Stam for Adar Rishon, that's kosher. If he writes Adar Stam for Adar Sheni, the Ramos says it's possible. The more Ramon Hills get to the Ramos says that's possible. A person would write Adar Stam, forget which is written Adar Sheni, it would be possible to get. Okay, now, this interesting Bir Aloch over here, which I want to do with you. I don't know how many of you have seen this before. Just at least show it to you. You know, we have a 19-year cycle, but the 19-year cycle actually has a 13 cycle on it. Right, so it's 13 cycles of 19 years, and then it goes back to the same kviyas. That's referred to as the eagle of Reb Nachshon Goyen. Reb Nachshon Goyen set it up like that. So if you look at this, you're facing you, so you can follow what I'm doing over here. So these are the 19 years of the cycle. Year 1, year 2, all the way to year 19. The first 2 years are Shana Pshuta, means they only have 12 months. The third year is Shana Muberes, which has 13 months. So it's Pei Pei Mem. So it's year 3, year 6, year 8. So you skip, you go 3 years, 2 years. That's the cycle. So there's 7 Muboros in the 19-year cycle. What you have over here is, in each one of these, we'll see what these are in a second. There's two letters here. The first letter is what day is Rosh Hashanah, what day of the week is Rosh Hashanah. So it's Hey, Zion, Beis, Hey, go through, right? Okay. The second one is what type of year is it? The year can come in 3 versions. You can come in a version which is called Kisidron, which means that Cheshvan Tishrei is Mole, Cheshvan is Choser, and Kislev is Mole. That's a normal order. Mole, Choser, Mole, Choser. So Tishrei is always Mole, Tevis is always Choser. So the question is, what's the 2 months which are questionable are Cheshvan and Kislev. Both can be Mole, both can be Choser, or we could have one Mole and one Choser, which is going to be Cheshvan Choser and Kislev Mole. Those are the 3 possibilities. So Kisidron means that the a regular order, which would be Cheshvan is Choser, it's 29 days, and Kislev is 30 days. It could also be a Sholem, which means that both are Mole. It could also be a Choser, which means both are Choser. Okay? So far, so good. What's this thing over here? Right? So, year 1, so there should be 13 boxes of across over here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. Right? So, you have over here, let me read it so easily, you have over here that the minion of the Machzorim, okay, where what years these years are going to fall out. And so I can tell you in, let's see where we're at. Okay, we're in the 305th mach, so Shinhei, right? No, we're in the 304th mach, so Tavshin Nun Ches, and it ends in Tavshin Ayin Zayin. So, this machzor which we're in, these are going to be the Seder, how the 19 years are going to work. In the next machzor, it's going to be like, this is how the 19 years are going to work. In the next machzor, it'll be like this. So in each 19-year cycle, there's going to be a way it's set up. It goes through 19 years, and when you finish this 13 times around, it'll go back to over here again, and this is how the order is going to be. So that was how he set up the 19-year cycle in a larger cycle, which will allow us to get back to and I remember the amount of days which the whole thing adds up to. It's some enormous amount of days that eventually adds up to. But right, and this is to keep it the same way. You'll notice the mushroom if you keep keeping track, that every 19 years, theoretically, your solar birthday and your lunar birthday should come back and be the same day. Doesn't always work. Sometimes it does.
Yeah, most of the time it does, but sometimes it
doesn't always work.
Didn't work for my birthday.
This one of the reasons why this is done is to get you back to that point that it'll work. The point, because of that discrepancy, you're going to allow for the discrepancy, it's going to get you back to where it's going to work. The main issue is because the
could be off by like one day.
It's off by a day usually. You know, it's off by. You know, I actually just cheshmed out my son's birthday. His 19th birthday is next year.
It's not the same.
And actually, I don't remember. I recall how it is. If it's both chaser, which I think it is actually next year, so then it's going to be taka. It'll work out. If they're both chaser, it'll work out to be the right day. If not. So that'll be tufshin, ayin, dalid, ayin hey, ayin vav, ayin zayin. So it's going to be so it's going to be a sholem next year. Maybe it's not, if they're both sholem, it'll work out. So it's a Tayshin, right? So next year is Hayshin. Next year is a Muberis. It's year 17 of the cycle. And it's going to be, Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Yom Hay, and it's going to be a Sholin. The following year, it's Rosh Hashanah is going to be on Yom Hay, and it's going to be now, if you look at just the way our years came out, just you're curious how it's played out, Rosh Hashanah was on Yom Hay 2 years ago. It was on Yom Hay last year. This year was on Beis. Next year will be on Hay. Next year will be on Hay. Next year will be on Beis. Then Beis, then Hay, Beis, Beis. So we're going to have a lot of Hays and Beises in an order. That's that you can see our upcoming years are right there on the calendar.
Hay is a 3-day Yom.
Hay is a 3-day Yom. So
how many ones is a lot more of those?
So next year is a 3-day Yom. The following year is a 3-day Yom. The following year is on a Sunday night. Then the following year is a Sunday night. Then the following year is a 3-day Yom Tov. Then two more Sunday nights, and then it's a Shabbos. That's what's the upcoming attraction. What?
I said exciting.
So now the Shabbos is going to point out there are some mistakes in this thing.
Well, that there's mistakes too.
Yeah. See, he figured out the mistakes. You know. Okay.
He figured out the Bi'al Lacha, you think?
There's a Bi'al Lacha if he brings some of the mistakes.
He found the mistakes.
The reason for the mistakes are a little bit beyond us. Well, at least you should know this exists.
I never knew it existed.
Okay.
He never told me.
I am the Seder of Kviyas B'Tur. You look at the Tur, he goes through the Seder of the Kviyas of the month, how the years work. How there's a set cycle of 13 machzorim. Umashkrova levush eagle the Rav Nachshon Goy. Achalavush chosavol ze hamayin hamaabrim chesham yigimol machzorim b'shava that every 13 cycles is equal. Avkshadatay heitem tims sheino kain. Akan l'shon. He said if you go through it correctly, there are some times in the 13-year cycle it's not exactly going to be like that. There are some exceptions. You can't rely on it totally. You have to know there are other ways to calculate, and you have to know those also. Where the changes are going to be, because in certain years it's not going to come out like that. The years which were Betzim, most of them were corrected probably. They were done properly, not like the tour. There was corrections in the tour. In some of the newer tours, they corrected already. Vashnas tough race samach beis, tough race samach gimel, tough shin zayin, tough shin ches. Except the command echu akvias behemis. I'm going to write. You know, those are upcoming years in the world of the Mishnah Berurah. He says, "We'll in the next simon, we'll get to those. I'll tell you how those are supposed to be corrected." From there, almost perfectly until till tough mem zayin, it's written properly. So we have time till tough mem zayin, considering they weren't tough shin ayin gimel, right? So we have 74 years till then. Commissioner Ibn Khursh Lagiolov, he didn't have any problems with that. In the bottom, he puts out that Tovshin Memtes, the Torah wrote Gimel Ches, and it was supposed to be Beis Ches. Okay. Sometimes the printers who do not know what they're talking about printed it properly. Should be with a zayin. Mechel shnas tafshin mem gimel because with those lember bishin beishin zayin. Mitosat tvus certainly zayin shin. K'mashu b'tur who zayin shin gimel. Algak matzasi came with tvus yashin. Ein lana lila gal kolkach. Yosir, don't worry about it too much. Kivadi beisa he gamar harba kadam yia hagula mekadosh lapir. Mashiach will come and we'll be mekadosh lapir hagula. Not the great law. You don't have to worry about it. So it'll be good. All right. So we have the chavos chavos tafkacha before we get to tough mem. Tough Mem Zion. Right?
How many years is that?
74 years from now. Things will work out. We'll take care of it. It's mind-boggling that they, first of all, he's able to create this thing, and they're able to go, no. Well, in the year, tough, it's wrong. That's the level of knowledge that they had on this thing. So Tough Shin Mem Tess. Just curious where.
And they didn't even go to college.
Tavshin Lamates. Tavshin Mem, Mem Aleph, Mem Beis, Mem Gimel, Mem Dalem, Mem Hei, Mem Rol, Mem Zayin, Mem Tes, Mem Tes. So it's supposed to be Beis Ches. So they corrected it. So it's Beis Ches. So that's correct. And some of the tours that wrote Gimel Ches, supposed to be Beis Ches. Okay. So now you at least have a little bit of awareness that such a thing as this. Okay. We'll do a little more over here. Tav Chav Ches. So this is found in the tour, actually after Simon Tav Chav Ches. This is where it's found. You're going to look it up. Okay. Elo Yomim Shein Kavim Behem Moedim. These are the days where the Yomim Tavim cannot come out. Lo Adu Rosh. Shoda cannot come out on Sunday, Wednesday, or Friday. Adu. Veloy Gimel Aleph Vav Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur cannot come out either on Yom Gimel, because Rosh Hashanah can't come out on Yom Aleph. So Yom Kippur can't come out on Yom Gimel. Yom Hashanah can't come out on Yom Vav. Yom Kippur can't come out on Yom Aleph. Yom Hashanah can't come out on Yom Dalet. Yom Kippur can't come out on Yom Vav. Veloy Zevad Purim. Purim will never come out on Zevad. Veloy Badu Pesach. Pesach cannot come out on Beis, Dalet, and Vav. Veloy Gehaz Atzeres. Rosh Hashanah Rab and Atzeres cannot come out to be on Gimel, Hei, Zion. Veloy Gimel Chanukah. Chanukah cannot come out on Yom Gimel. Well, Agu Sam Esther, and some Esther can't come out on Aleph Gimel Vav, which would somewhat corresponds with Purim not coming out on Zion Beis Dalet. Well, Loi Badu Sam Tammuz Vav, Shivas Tammuz and Tisha B'Av cannot come out the same. They're the same day as Pesach, so Pesach can't come out on Badu, so they cannot come out on Badu either. The day that Purim comes out is the same day that Lag B'Omer will come out. Siman Peleg. So the siman for that is Pei Purim Lamed Gimel. Purim and Lag B'Omer go together. V'yom Shi'ya Chanukah. The Shulchan Aruch says the day that Chanukah comes out, Yetzer is Kashiyu Kesidron or Chaserim. If the years are Kesidron or Chaserim, so then the day which Chanukah comes out will be the same day that Atzeres. Now, the Shabur is going to correct that. That's not true. It's the opposite. It's the day when Atzeres comes out. That's the day that Chanukah will come out. The upcoming Chanukah afterwards. So if you know what day Shavuos is, I can tell you what day Chanukah is going to be. But it's only if the Shana is Kesidron. But if the Shana is not Kesidron, or Kesarim. But if they're Mole, then it's going to come out a day later. Right, that makes sense. Right, if you add one more day to Cheshvan, so then Chanukah will come out a day later. The Mishabura Aleph Shein Karban Behem. I'm a Tam B'Bir Locha. The reason why these days can't come out, the B'Bir Locha is going to explain. So the B'Bir Locha says the basic point over here is, and this I'm sure you're familiar with already, that there's three issues which we look at. The main problem is actually is not Rosh Hashanah per se. It's Rosh Hashanah Rabbah and Yom Kippur. We never want Yom Kippur to come out, fall out on
Friday
or Sunday. So that's why Yom Kippur can't come out on Aleph or Vav. And Rosh Hashanah is always going to be 2 days earlier. So if Yom Kippur can't be on Vav, Rosh Hashanah can't be on Dalet. Yom Kippur can't be an Aleph, Rosh Hashanah can't be an Vav. The other thing is we don't want to shut around, but to fall out on Shabbos.
Shabbos, you won't have a Shabbos.
Because we won't have a we'll be Mavatal Hashanahs. And therefore, Rosh Hashanah can't fall out on a day which would cause Rosh Hashanah Rabbah to fall out on Shabbos.
I think that's funny. I mean, we don't have blowing the shofar the first day of Rosh Hashanah. That was not a problem. Just that, I know I learned this. I mean, it's not the first time I heard of it. So we're more hung up about a Shabbos, which is probably a minig, right? I mean, it was an old minig, but it's a minig. It's not a din. And a chiv d'oraisa blowing shofar Rosh Hashanah, that there was no issue with.
Right,
it's kind of funny.
It is interesting.
No?
We see Chazal with the kud of the minig was significant enough to Chazal. They didn't want to be involved with it.
Yeah.
So since Hashanah Rabbah comes out always the day before Rosh Hashanah and Shmini Atzeres come out to be the same day. So. If Rosh Hashanah falls out on Yom Aleph, means the day before Shmini Atzeres is also Yom Shmini Atzeres is Yom Aleph, and the day before Shmini Atzeres, which is Rosh Hashanah Rabbah, would be Shabbos. So that's why Rosh Hashanah can't be on Dalet because Yom Kippur will be on Vav. Can't be on Vav because that means Yom Kippur will be on Aleph, and can't be on Aleph means Rosh Hashanah Rabbah will be on Shabbos. Well, once that's true, so you can't Adu Rosh. Therefore, and since From Pesach until Rosh Hashanah is always the same amount of days, you can just work backwards. Rosh Hashanah can't be an Aleph, Dalet Vav. Pesach can't be in Beis Dalet Vav. And once Pesach can't be in Beis Dalet Vav, so Atzeres can't be on Gimel Hei Zayin. Because Atzeres is, Shavuos is always corresponds to the same day as the second day of Pesach. So Pesach can't be Beis Dalet Vav, Atzeres can't be Gimel Hei Zayin. Okay, those are pretty easy. Then you work back from Pesach back to Purim. It's a month beforehand. Then you can figure that out, why that can't be. Then semester goes together with that. So most of them are pretty obvious. Chanukah is an interesting one. You know, everybody has like 3 days they can't fall out. Chanukah only has one. Because of the fact that you can, Cheshen can be a Mole or a Chaser, that adds more days they could fall out. Okay. He works all of this out for you.
But these chesronos have nothing to do with how when the entitlement fall out in regards to the soli year, right? That's not part of the calculation.
No.
Because this coming up year is going to be an extremely early Rosh Hashanah. I think it's probably one of the earliest.
Well, I have to tell you that 19 years ago, it was the same way.
It was the same? I don't think so. I looked at the calendar.
I remember because Elazar was born on Tezayin Kislev, which was November 19th. Which is, remember, it means Hanukkah was in November still.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I have the 100-year calendar. I went back, I think, from 1950. I mean, it's off. I mean, it's not a big deal. It's one day, but this is the early that Rosh Hashanah is coming out like the extremely early in the calendar,
right.
Like the earliest it's been from back as far back as I went.
Right, so I just remember the laws. The days came
maybe
out.
Off by a day. I mean,
maybe by a day. I feel like it could be, but
yeah,
it's like I remember then. Really, he was born in Tezayin Kislev. His bris was a Shabbos. His bris was Chaf Gimel. He was born November 19th, so it means Hanukkah started in the end of November, which is like Hanukkah the end of November. Like, that's next year.
Yeah.
Okay. And the Dvir Halacha goes through all of all of the calculations for this sif and the next sif. He gives you all of the different possibilities. If you have a good math head, you'll enjoy very much. If you don't, you'll be frustrated.
No, just two math.
What?
Or just two math.
Right, so I'm not going to do it inside. Okay. V'yom shi'ah Chanukah beis. Hinei b'hem ze'enor. That which he says, the day Chanukah is going to be atzeres, that's not correct. Chanukah efshel liyos b'yom hezayin, atzeres efshel liyos. That we just said, Chanukah could fall out, the only day Chanukah can't fall out is Gimel. Atzeres can't fall out in Gimel either. Good. Okay. But Chanukah could fall out in Hei or Zion, and Shavuos can't fall out on Hei or Zayin. So how can you tell me whatever day Chanukah is, Shavuos is going to be? Therefore, Betzarach Lomer, you have to correct this sentence. Achen Bemis Shatol Sefer, who Betzarach Lomer, Beyam Shiatzeres, Yeh Chanukah. The day that Shavuos is, the upcoming Chanukah afterwards will be. But we're back to square one, because if every day where Chanukah falls out, Chanukah will never fall out on Har Zion. And the Chabra only said Chanukah can't fall out on Gimel. But, Achen, Dizel Davka Kashashana Hikasidra. He's talking about when a Shana Kazak Kisidron, the Hainu Cheshu and a Kislev, Echon Molev, Echon Choser. So if Cheshrin is Choser and Kislev is Molev, so Kislev is Molev doesn't affect when Chanukah starts. So the main point is that Cheshrin is Choser. So Cheshrin is Choser, Shavuos and Chanukah will fall the same day. Ala Kishashem Meleim, Yavu Yem Shabishim Shal Chanukah, Biyem Shachar Atzeres. But if Cheshvan is Mole, Chanukah will come out a day later. So if Atzeres can fall out on Dalet, Chanukah can fall out on Hay. If Atzeres can fall out on Vav, so Chanukah can fall out on Zion. And that's why, because of that possibility of being Mole, it allows Chanukah to move, advance one more day. So if Atzeres comes out to be on Sunday, Chanukah will come out to be Sunday night, Monday. And that's really how you're able to advance Chanukah one more day and allow it to fall out on Hay and Zion, even though Atzeres can't fall out on Hay and Zion. Okay, that makes sense. Okay, I guess we'll just touch base over here. Elo ayomim shehuku b'em rosh hachadoshim v'lo bezulosim. So each one of the months has a choice of days it can fall out on, and they're limited, which days it can fall out on. So most of the months only have 4 days, and because of the cheshvan possibly being mole, it adds a possible day of how Kislev can fall out. And because Kislev also is a variable month, so it also increases the days that Tevis and Shvat can fall out. Okay? Eliyom Shehukva Behem Rosh HaKadoshim Olayim V'Zolosim Nisan can fall out on Aleph Gimel He Zayin. And that's very easy, because Nisan, the first day of Nisan and the first day of Pesach are always the same day. Pesach can't fall out on Badu. So Rosh Chodesh can't fall out on Badzu. So it can only fall out on not Beis Dalet Hay. It can fall out on Al Gimel Hay Zayin. Right? That's
Beis Dalet Vav.
It can't fall out on Beis Dalet Vav. So it can fall out on Al Gimel Hay Zayin. So now, once you know when which days, now the months move. If you figure out, you know your months are Moli or Chaser. Rosh Chodesh always starts one day later. Right, if day one is a Sunday, day 29 is a Sunday, right? At 28 days, so Rosh Chodesh is always going to be day two, and that following month. Now the next month might be a Mole, so it'll be Beis and Gimel. So the actual first of the next month is not till Gimel, but Rosh Chodesh will start. We're discussing over here. The days of the first day of the month of year, not what the Rosh Chodesh year will actually start a day before. So if Nisan can fall out on Aleph Gimel Hay Zion, so if Nisan falls out on Zion, Seir will fall out on Beis. Right? If Nisan falls out on Aleph, year will fall out on Gimel, because Nisan has 30 days and moves 2 days forward. Then Sivan will fall out 1 day later. So if Iyar is on Beis, so Sivan is on Gimel. If Iyar is on Gimel, Sivan is on Dalet. Hey, Vav and Zion Aleph. So it always resets back to Aleph. It always starts from Aleph. Sivan can be Aleph, Gimel, Dalet, Vav. Thomas is Aleph, Gimel, Hey, Vav. Av is Beis, Dalet, Vav, Zion. Elul is Aleph, Beis, Dalet, Vav. Tishrei is Beis, Gimel, Hey, Zion. Archeshon is Gimel, Dalet, Vav, Aleph. So all of those always are going to be a choice of 4 days. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says there's a mistake over here. And the Marcheshon does not fall on Gimel Dalet Hey Vav Aleph. It rather falls out on Beis Dalet Hey Zayin. Because the first day of Rosh Chodesh Cheshvan, which is day 30 of Tishrei, is Gimel Dalet Vav Aleph, but the second day is going to always it's going to be will be Beis Aleph. If Yom 30 is day is Sunday, Yom 1 of Cheshvan is day is Monday, etc. Now, because Cheshvan can be either a Moli or a Chaser, Kislev can fall out in Aleph Beis Gimel Dalet Hey Vav. Just because it cannot fall out on Yom Zion. Tavis can fall out on Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Vav. Shvat and Beis, Gimel, Dalet, Hey, Zion. Other on Zion, Beis, Dalet, Vav. The Eber. Other Rishon is Beis, Dalet, Hey, Zion. Rishani is Beis, Dalet, Vav, Zion. So the second, this Cheshvan over here of Other is going to have to be Matim to the second month of Adar, because that's what's going to convey when Nisan is going to be, and this is going to convey when Pesach is going to be, which is going to convey when Rosh Hashanah is going to be. And that's why we have all these limitations. Okay, Mishabur Gimel. Shukub Behem, Kalelo, Yamim Shukhashab, Imer Rosh Chodesh, Shush Yamim, Nesha Chodesh, Ober Hoyam Ole. The Simon words we're giving over here, if the previous month was a Mole, so we're not discussing over here the first day of Rosh Chodesh in this siman. We're discussing Kaisiman al Yom Sheni Shal Rosh Chodesh Shemenu Maskalimus Minyan Yemei Chodesh. The counting of the new month starts on the second day, and this siman is referring to the counting of the new month. So referring to the second day of the 2 days. Marcheshen is Gimel Dalet Vav Aleph Tov Sefer. It's a mistake. Mitzarch Lomer Beis Dalet Hey Zayin. Okay. Someone explain what the Shulchan Aruch is referring to was the Koy Al Yom Risha the Rosh Chodesh Marcheshen Shachal Be'el Yom. It's the first day of Marcheshen, which is actually day 30 of Tishrei. The Hagadolu, and that's really strange. The Mashnah, the Bezal Chodesh Nasan the Siman Al Yom Rishon Shaloi Mashalo also came Shar Chodesh. All of the other months, it gives you the Siman on the second day of Rosh Chodesh, and by Cheshen, it gives you the Siman of the first day of the month, and that's very strange. To explain it like that, like why would he do that? Why would he switch in the middle, specifically over there? And therefore, he feels it's a tall cipher, and the correct thing to write is we should write Beis Dalet Hey Zayin, and we'll get everything straight. Interesting. There's a Hagol over here at the bottom. There's a footnote on the Mishnah Berurah over here at the bottom, which he repeats a lot of what he said before in the Bir Halacha, that there was some corrections having made in the tour. He points out what the corrections are supposed to be. And he says the Maisa of the Pri Chodesh is correct. The Chassam Sofer also writes in the Tshuva that the Pri Chodesh's corrections are correct. And he says at the end, some of these things are quite in the future. Mashiach was sure will come by then, and we Mekadosh HaPiriyah, and it won't be a problem. He says, nowadays we have a problem. People are publishing the calendars. A lot of them are Amaratzim, and they're publishing calendars based on what was previous, etc. Mm-hmm. And it's creating problems where people actually have the wrong dates. You should only buy a luach, he says, when there's a haskama for one of the gedolim that was published properly. So you should never buy a luach without knowing that it comes properly produced. Mm-hmm. It means Yiddishkeit, even the calendars have to have hashgacha.